Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one, with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chapter 1. Introduction to Stoicism. What is Stoicism? Stoicism is an ancient Greek philosophy founded in Athens by Zeno of Citium around 300 BCE. This philosophy is based on the idea that true well-being does not depend on external circumstances, but on our attitude and behavior toward them. Unlike other philosophical schools, Stoicism is eminently practical, focusing on the application of its principles in daily life. Stoics hold that we all have an inner fortress, and that by concentrating on it, we can achieve a life of peace and satisfaction. In other words, Stoic philosophy teaches that, although we cannot control everything that happens around us, we can control our emotional response and attitude toward these circumstances. The fundamental principles of Stoicism. The fundamental principles of Stoicism focus on living in accordance with nature, cultivating virtue, and recognizing the dichotomy of control, which we will explore in depth. This philosophy also promotes serenity in the face of difficulties, the moderation of desires, and the constant practice of introspection. Stoics value four cardinal virtues: wisdom, the ability to discern what is good, bad, and indifferent; justice, acting with respect and fairness toward others; temperance, maintaining self-control and moderation; courage, facing fears and challenges with bravery and determination. These virtues form the foundation of a balanced and harmonious life and are the guide to developing a resilient and focused mindset. The great Stoic thinkers. The principles of Stoicism have been developed and popularized by great thinkers who lived its teachings and recorded them in texts that have endured through the centuries. Some of these thinkers include Seneca, one of the first Roman philosophers to adopt Stoicism, defended the importance of self-awareness and reflection. Through his letters and essays, he taught that, despite difficulties, we can find peace and strength in self-acceptance and self-control. His writings include reflections on how to deal with anger, suffering, and death. Epictetus. Epictetus, who was a slave and later became a philosopher, left a profound legacy on inner control. His focus on the dichotomy of control highlights the importance of directing our energy toward what we can change. He taught that our reaction to events is the only thing we truly control, a central lesson in Stoic practice. Marcus Aurelius, Emperor of Rome and author of Meditations, Marcus Aurelius applied Stoicism in his public and private life, showing how living in virtue can be a guide even for those in positions of power. His reflections on the brevity of life, acceptance of the inevitable, and human purpose continue to inspire those seeking peace and mental clarity. The relevance of Stoicism in modern life. Despite its ancient roots, Stoicism has become surprisingly relevant in today's society. We live in a world characterized by uncertainty, constant change, and information overload. Mental health issues like anxiety and stress are common, and many seek ways to find balance in their lives. Stoicism offers a practical solution to these challenges. By teaching people to focus on what they can control, to moderate their desires, and to cultivate an attitude of gratitude, this philosophy can help us face difficulties and reduce frustration and suffering. Stoicism as a tool for self-improvement. Stoicism is not only about inner peace, it is also a powerful tool for personal growth. By focusing on virtue and self-improvement, Stoicism inspires people to work on their character, see obstacles as learning opportunities, and cultivate a resilient mind. As we will see in the coming chapters, these teachings can be applied to our personal and professional lives, helping us reach our goals and overcome the challenges we face. Reflection exercise. To introduce you to Stoic practice, I invite you to try the following exercise. Identify what you can control. Take a piece of paper and divide it into two columns. In the first column, write down three current problems or concerns you have. In the second column, write down what aspects of each problem you can control and which are beyond your control. Reflect on internal and external control. Notice that most elements causing you concern are likely beyond your direct control. Focus on the things you can influence, such as your attitude and actions. Practice acceptance. Review the aspects that are beyond your control and reflect on how you can accept them instead of resisting or fighting against them. Repeat this exercise whenever you feel anxiety or frustration in the face of a challenge. Learning to separate what is controllable from what is uncontrollable is a first step toward inner peace and clarity. Chapter 2. Understanding Stoic Philosophy. Internal versus external control, the dichotomy of control. One of the most powerful concepts in Stoicism is the dichotomy of control. Epictetus, in his work Handbook for Life, explained that there are two types of things in life: those we can control and those we cannot. Things we can control. These include our thoughts, emotions, and actions. That is, how we respond to external events, our decisions, and the attitudes we choose to adopt. Things we cannot control. These involve the opinions of others, the behavior of other people, external events, life circumstances, and even our own body, in the sense that we cannot control when we get sick or when we age. Stoic philosophy teaches that by focusing our energy on what we can control and accepting with serenity what we cannot change, we cultivate an inner peace that allows us to face life with greater calm and resilience. Practical exercise. The control list. To start practicing the dichotomy of control, do the following exercise. Make a list of concerns. Write down five situations that currently cause you worry or anxiety. Classify each concern. To the right of each one, indicate whether or not you can control that specific aspect. Reflect on the things you can genuinely influence. Redefine your focus. Commit to dedicating your time and energy to aspects under your control. For the other aspects, place them in acceptance, practicing serenity in the face of the inevitable. By repeating this exercise frequently, it will help reduce anxiety and refocus your energy toward internal control. Practicing virtue, the fundamental pillar of Stoicism. The Stoics believed that virtue is the only true good. For them, living in virtue means acting according to reason and in harmony with human nature. This concept breaks down into the four cardinal virtues: wisdom, justice, temperance, and courage. Wisdom. Wisdom involves discerning between what is beneficial and what is harmful. The Stoics invite us to seek knowledge and understanding before making decisions, asking ourselves, what is right, or what is the virtuous path, helps us act mindfully and avoid making impulsive or emotion-based decisions. Justice is about treating others with respect, compassion, and fairness. The Stoics remind us that although we cannot control the actions of others, we can always choose to respond with dignity and respect. Justice also means contributing to the common good and acting ethically, staying true to our values. Temperance, or moderation, is the virtue that helps us maintain balance and self-control. In practice, temperance reminds us to moderate our desires and avoid excess. By practicing temperance, we avoid being carried away by intense emotions or impulses, achieving a balanced life. Courage. Courage is about facing fear and accepting difficulties with bravery. It does not mean the absence of fear, but the ability to act in spite of it. The Stoics teach that courage is essential to facing life and overcoming challenges, as it is what allows us to persevere in the face of adversity. Reflection. Exercise, cultivating virtue. To develop these virtues, spend a few minutes each night reflecting on the day's situations. Did I act wisely? Reflect on whether you made prudent and well-thought-out decisions. Was I just in my actions and words? Evaluate if you treated people with respect and if your actions reflected integrity. Did I practice temperance? Review whether you moderated your desires and maintained self-control in situations that emotionally challenged you. Did I show courage? Consider whether you faced your fears or challenges with bravery. This daily introspection exercise strengthens the commitment to virtue and allows us to constantly improve our character. The importance of serenity and acceptance. Stoicism emphasizes serenity in the face of external events, especially those we cannot control. This serenity does not mean passive resignation, but the active practice of acceptance. Stoic philosophy invites us to accept the present as it is, recognizing that circumstances are what they are, and that what matters is how we choose to respond. Practical exercise. The Stoic practice of acceptance. To practice acceptance, whenever you face a setback or difficult situation, do the following. Identify your emotions. Take a moment to recognize what you feel. It might be frustration, sadness, anger, etc. Analyze the situation. Ask yourself whether this event was or was not within your control. Accept reality. If you cannot change the situation, breathe deeply and mentally repeat, "This is what it is. I accept it and focus on what I can control." This exercise will help reduce the suffering that arises from resistance and will allow you to approach the situation with mental clarity. Practical examples of internal control in modern life. The concept of internal control has multiple practical applications in modern life. Here are some examples of how Stoicism can be applied in everyday contexts. At work. Imagine you face unexpected criticism from your boss. Stoicism invites you to analyze what is under your control. Your reaction, your learning from the criticism, and your continuous improvement. Your boss's response and opinions are beyond your control. Practicing serenity in this context allows you to see criticism as an opportunity for growth rather than a personal attack. In personal relationships, in our interactions with others, it's easy to feel frustration over how they behave or respond. However, remembering the dichotomy of control helps us focus on our own actions and emotions. You cannot control what others think or feel, but you can control how you choose to act toward them. In health situations. When facing illness, Stoicism teaches us to accept the inevitable and to focus on self-care, a positive attitude, and inner strength. Illness itself cannot be fully controlled, but focusing on emotional and mental well-being is within our hands. Chapter 3. Stoicism and Personal Growth. The connection between Stoicism and personal growth. Stoic philosophy is a powerful guide for personal growth. By focusing on the development of a strong and resilient mind, Stoicism helps people become less vulnerable to external changes and find peace even in the most difficult circumstances. Instead of pursuing superficial goals, Stoicism encourages building a firm character based on virtues. Personal growth from a Stoic perspective involves focusing on inner growth rather than external achievements, accepting challenges as opportunities for learning, being responsible for our emotions and responses to situations. Reflection, exercise, inner strength. To begin the process of personal growth with a Stoic mindset, write a list of personal qualities that you consider your inner strengths, e.g., perseverance, patience, empathy, and areas you want to work on, such as impulsivity or self-criticism. Reflect on how you can cultivate your strengths and moderate areas for improvement by applying the Stoic principles you have learned so far. Overcoming inner obstacles, fear, anxiety, and doubt. We all face difficult emotions. Stoicism teaches us not to ignore or suppress these emotions, but to understand and manage them calmly. In this process, the Stoics propose analyzing emotions, understanding that they arise from our perceptions and internal judgments, and that by changing our perception, we can reduce their intensity. Fear. Fear is an emotion that arises in the face of uncertainty. Stoics invite us to ask, "What can I control in this situation?" This helps reduce fear by focusing on positive action rather than paralysis. Anxiety. Anxiety often stems from thinking about the future and what might go wrong. Stoic practice suggests focusing on the present and trusting that, whatever happens, we are capable of handling it. By remembering the dichotomy of control, we can reduce anxiety by accepting that some things are beyond our reach. Doubt often prevents us from making decisions or causes us to question our own abilities. Stoics believe that knowledge and experience strengthen our confidence. By practicing the virtue of wisdom and seeking continuous learning, we can reduce doubt and feel more secure in our decisions. Practical exercise: analyzing emotions. The next time you experience fear, anxiety, or doubt, do the following exercise. Identify the emotion. Is it fear, anxiety, doubt, or another emotion? Break down the emotion. Ask yourself what specific thought is causing the emotion. Is it an assumption about the future? An exaggerated perception of a situation? Reframe your thinking. Use the dichotomy of control and reflect on what you can do right now to manage the situation practically. This exercise will help you observe your emotions objectively and reduce their power over you. How to use Stoicism to develop emotional resilience. Resilience is the ability to adapt and recover from difficult situations. Stoics teach that by accepting difficulties as part of life and seeing challenges as learning opportunities, we can develop a more resilient mindset. Stoic strategies to strengthen resilience: negative visualization. Stoics practice premeditatio malorum, or negative visualization, which involves imagining the possible challenges you might face. This doesn't mean obsessing over the negative, but being mentally prepared to handle difficulties. Adaptation to adversity. Marcus Aurelius wrote that the obstacle is the way, meaning that challenges help us grow. Every time you face a difficulty, try to see it as an opportunity to strengthen your character and learn something new. Accepting change. Stoics recognize that everything is transient, from happy moments to hardships. By accepting impermanence, it is easier to adapt to changes without clinging to what we cannot hold on to. Negative visualization exercise. Each week, spend a few minutes imagining a possible obstacle you might face, e.g., a difficulty at work or in your relationships. Reflect on how you would respond with stoic calm and serenity, without losing control or falling into despair. This exercise strengthens your resilience and mentally prepares you to face the unexpected. Cultivating self-discipline and self-control. Self-discipline and self-control are essential for personal growth and achieving our goals. Stoicism teaches that by practicing temperance and learning to control our impulses, we can stay focused and committed to our goals without being swayed by distractions. Stoic strategies for self-discipline: identification of desires and needs. Stoics distinguish between necessary and superfluous desires. By practicing moderation, you can focus on what truly matters and avoid wasting energy on fleeting desires. Setting personal boundaries. Self-discipline also means knowing when to say no and when to step away from distractions. Stoics remind us that each choice is an opportunity to act in virtue and move away from what does not contribute to our well-being. Constant practice of self-control. Temperance is strengthened through continuous practice. Every time you face a temptation, practice self-control by remembering your goals and values. Practical exercise: developing self-discipline. Set a small daily goal that contributes to your personal or professional objectives. It could be dedicating 15 minutes to reading a formative book, avoiding social media distractions for an hour, or practicing gratitude at the end of the day. This small practice will help you strengthen the muscle of self-discipline and gradually apply this control in other aspects of your life. Inspiring examples of Stoic resilience. Stoic thinkers offer us inspiring examples of resilience and self-discipline. Epictetus was a slave, but he never allowed his situation to define his mind or inner freedom. He said, "No one is free unless they are their own master," a teaching that inspires us to cultivate self-discipline and not let external circumstances govern us. Marcus Aurelius, despite being the emperor of Rome, practiced humility and acceptance of difficulties. In his Meditations, he wrote that the mind adapts and converts to its own use the obstacle to our acting. Instead of complaining about his duties or challenges, he used them to strengthen his character and mind. These examples show us that regardless of circumstances, we can be free by controlling our minds and developing resilience that allows us to grow in the face of any difficulty. Chapter 4. Stoic Tools for Personal Growth. The Practice of Negative Visualization. Negative visualization, or premeditatio malorum, is a Stoic technique in which one imagines possible challenges or setbacks that could happen in the future. The goal of this practice is not to promote a pessimistic attitude, but to prepare the mind to handle difficulties with calm and acceptance. By visualizing obstacles, we strengthen our resilience and reduce emotional surprise in difficult situations. Negative visualization exercise. Choose a future situation. Think of an important goal you have or a situation you will likely face in the coming days or weeks. Visualize possible obstacles. Spend a few minutes imagining the potential challenges or problems you could face. What is the worst that could happen, and how would you respond with calm and serenity? Define a serene response. Reflect on how you could face those obstacles while maintaining control and acting in alignment with your values. This exercise helps you mentally prepare for the unexpected, reducing the emotional impact of challenges and strengthening your ability to face them. The technique of Stoic meditation. Stoic meditation is a daily introspection practice that helps strengthen self-control and reflect on our actions, thoughts, and emotions. Unlike meditation focused on emptying the mind, Stoic meditation is an exercise of active reflection in which we review our day and evaluate whether we have acted according to our principles and values. Stoic meditation exercise. At the end of the day, take a few minutes to meditate on the following. Review your actions. Did you act justly, patiently, and wisely in your interactions and decisions? Evaluate your emotions. Reflect on the emotions you experienced. Were you able to maintain control over your emotional reactions? Plan for improvement. Define one action you can take tomorrow to bring yourself closer to your values and strengthen your character. Daily practice will help you stay centered on your principles and improve your self-awareness and self-discipline. Daily reflection, the art of introspection. Daily reflection is an essential practice for Stoics, as it allows them to review their day and learn from their experiences. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, used introspection to evaluate whether he had acted virtuously and to identify areas for improvement. This constant reflection helps us maintain a clear view of our behavior and adjust it toward personal growth. Introspection exercise. Each night, take a few minutes to reflect on the following questions. Did I act according to my values? Reflect on whether your actions and decisions reflected the principles you value. What can I learn from today? Identify at least one lesson from your daily experience. What can I improve tomorrow? Define a small change or adjustment you can make to act with greater wisdom, patience, or justice. This exercise helps you build a clear view of your progress and stay committed to personal improvement. The importance of recognizing and accepting emotions without being dominated by them. For Stoics, accepting emotions is a fundamental part of self-control and inner peace. Emotions should not be suppressed or ignored, but observed and understood. Stoicism teaches that our emotions arise from our thoughts and perceptions, and that by changing the way we think, we can reduce the negative impact of intense emotions. Strategy for emotion acceptance. Recognize the emotion. When experiencing an intense emotion, take a moment to identify what you feel. Is it anger, sadness, frustration? Naming the emotion helps you understand it. Observe the cause of the emotion. Ask what thought or situation triggered this emotion. Was it a comment, someone else's action, or a frustrated expectation? Accept without judgment. Accept the emotion as a natural experience without judging yourself or fighting against it. Remember that feeling and emotion does not mean it should dominate you. Respond with wisdom. Instead of reacting impulsively, decide how you can respond calmly and virtuously. This approach to emotional acceptance will allow you to experience your emotions healthily without letting them dominate your actions. Chapter 5. Goal setting and achievement from a Stoic perspective. How to set goals with a Stoic mindset. For Stoics, the value of a goal lies not solely in the final outcome, but in the process, and how this process strengthens our character. Stoic philosophy suggests a particular approach to goal setting, where the priority is to work on what is within our control and accept the results with serenity, without letting success or failure define our self-worth. Internal goals versus external goals. Stoics divide goals into two categories: internal goals. These are goals that depend entirely on us, such as improving our character, practicing patience, or developing self-discipline. External goals. These are goals whose outcomes depend on external factors, such as getting a promotion, achieving a certain income level, or receiving recognition. Stoic philosophy suggests focusing primarily on internal goals, as they are within our control, and progress depends on our direct actions. External goals can be motivating, but since they rely on external factors, it is advised to approach them with detachment, without letting their achievement or lack thereof affect our well-being. The power of perseverance in Stoicism. Perseverance is one of the Stoic virtues that enables the achievement of any goal. Stoics teach that it is essential to keep moving forward even when difficulties arise, as each obstacle is an opportunity to strengthen our character. Stoic perseverance is not about ignoring fatigue or failure, but learning to face them with serenity and consistency. Strategies to cultivate perseverance. Accept challenges. Stoics see each challenge as an opportunity to practice virtue. Instead of avoiding difficulties, we can accept them and view them as a means of growth. Establish a daily routine. Perseverance is strengthened through repetition and commitment. Stoics advise establishing daily practices that bring us closer to our goals, such as dedicating time to reflection or working on personal skills. Constant self-evaluation. It is important to review our progress and assess whether our actions align with our goals. Stoics suggest reflecting at the end of the day to see if we have acted according to our principles and advanced on our path. Reflection. Exercise. Stoic self-evaluation. Each night, take a few minutes to evaluate your progress toward your goals. Ask yourself, what did I do today to move closer to my objectives? What obstacles did I encounter and how did I face them? Did I act with perseverance and self-discipline? This exercise will help you stay focused on the process and persevere with consistency, remembering that the true achievement lies in the continuous effort. Practicing detachment from the outcome. One of the biggest challenges when working toward our goals is attachment to the outcome. This attachment can cause anxiety and disappointment if results do not meet expectations. Stoicism teaches us that while we can and should make our best effort, we must accept that the final outcome is not always in our hands. Practicing detachment means committing to the process without depending emotionally on the result. Finding joy in the effort. Marcus Aurelius advised enjoying the simple act of working toward a goal, regardless of the outcome. This mindset allows us to enjoy the journey rather than living anxiously for the final destination. If we focus on the effort and not the result, we will experience greater peace and satisfaction in our daily activities. Detachment exercise, effort journal. Each time you work on an important goal, spend a few minutes writing about the effort you have put into it, rather than the results achieved. Reflect on the following. What have you learned in the process? What skills or qualities have you developed? How do you feel about the effort you have invested? This exercise helps build an attitude of gratitude and satisfaction for the work done, without relying on whether a specific outcome is reached. Stoic strategies for achieving goals. Break goals into small steps. Stoics advise breaking goals into small daily actions. This allows you to move forward consistently without feeling overwhelmed. By fragmenting a goal, each small step becomes a victory in itself and motivates you to keep going. For example, if your goal is to develop a new skill, like learning a language, you could dedicate 15 minutes a day to this practice. This small daily effort, accumulated over time, becomes significant progress. Focus on the process, not the outcome for Stoics. True achievement lies in continuous effort, rather than the final result. This means that, when working on a goal, we should concentrate on what we are doing right now and not on what we might achieve. This allows us to enjoy the present moment and reduce the anxiety that often arises from thinking about the future. Practice Stoic visualization. Premeditatio malorum, or negative visualization, is a tool to prepare the mind for possible obstacles. Imagining the challenges you might encounter on the way helps to develop mental resilience. This is not pessimism, but a way to practice mental preparedness. For example, if you are working toward a professional goal, like earning a promotion, you might visualize common obstacles, such as criticism or competition. By mentally preparing, you will reduce the emotional impact of these challenges if they occur and respond with greater calm and clarity. Goal fragmentation. Exercise. Choose a goal you want to achieve in the coming months. Divide this goal into small, achievable steps. Write down each step in a list and plan how you will work on them each week. Make sure to celebrate each small advance, remembering that every step counts on the path toward your final goal. Inspiring example: the perseverance of Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius, one of the great Stoic thinkers and emperor of Rome, is an example of perseverance and detachment from the outcome. Despite facing countless challenges, from wars to political and family issues, Marcus Aurelius maintained his serenity and determination. In his meditations, he wrote about the importance of remaining steadfast and acting virtuously, regardless of circumstances. His focus on the process and his ability to persevere without attachment to the final result show how Stoicism can help us work toward our goals with peace and resilience. This example reminds us that by adopting a mindset of perseverance and detachment, we can achieve a greater sense of purpose and satisfaction. Chapter 6. Overcoming Personal Obstacles with Stoicism. Facing Failure as an Opportunity for Growth. Stoicism teaches us to view failures from a perspective of learning and growth, rather than avoiding or fearing them. This philosophy suggests that each mistake or setback is an opportunity to reflect, improve, and adapt. When we learn to accept failure without identifying ourselves with it, we develop a resilient mindset that allows us to move forward without fear of error. The Stoic perspective on failure for Stoics: failure does not define a person, it is simply another event on life's path. As Seneca said, obstacles strengthen the mind as labor strengthens the body. This phrase reminds us that failures and challenges are tests for our mind and character, and we should take advantage of each opportunity to improve and grow. Reflection. Exercise: reinterpreting failure. Think of a recent failure you experienced. Reflect on the following questions and write them down. What lesson can I take from this failure? How can I apply this lesson in the future? What personal qualities can I develop to better handle similar situations? This exercise will help you develop a mindset of constant learning, turning failure into a tool for self-improvement. Stoic strategies for facing adversity. Adversity is an inevitable part of life, and Stoicism offers strategies to face it with serenity and clarity. Through practices of acceptance, resilience, and adaptation, Stoicism teaches us to view obstacles as opportunities for growth and learning. Radical acceptance Stoicism emphasizes the importance of accepting things that are outside our control, including adversities. Acceptance does not mean resignation. It means recognizing the reality of a situation and deciding how we want to respond to it. By practicing acceptance, we can reduce the suffering that comes from resisting the inevitable and focus on what we can change. Practical exercise, Stoic acceptance. When facing an adverse situation, follow these steps. Observe the situation. Identify which aspects are within your control and which are not. Practice acceptance. Repeat to yourself, I accept what I cannot change and focus my energy on what I can influence. Choose a proactive response. Decide how you can act virtuously in the face of adversity, concentrating on calmness and mental clarity. Reflection in adversity. Marcus Aurelius advised taking each challenge as an opportunity to practice virtue. Reflection in adversity involves asking ourselves how we can use each difficult situation to cultivate our virtues and grow in character. Exercise in reflection during adversity. Each time you face a difficulty, take a few minutes to reflect. How can I show patience in this situation? What lessons can I learn from this moment? How can I act justly and with integrity? This exercise strengthens our ability to view challenges as opportunities for personal growth and character development. Inspiring examples of Stoic resilience. Many Stoic thinkers faced difficult circumstances and used philosophy as a guide to overcome them. These examples inspire us to persevere and remain calm in the face of difficulties. Epictetus. From slavery to inner freedom. Epictetus was born a slave and spent much of his life in adverse conditions. However, despite his circumstances, he developed a philosophy of inner freedom, teaching that while we cannot control our external situation, we can always control our mental and emotional response. This resilience allowed him to find inner peace even in slavery. Epictetus reminds us that true freedom comes from our mind and choices, not from our circumstances. We can learn from him to accept difficulties with serenity and to focus on our inner freedom, regardless of external conditions. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic Emperor. As Emperor of Rome, Marcus Aurelius faced numerous difficulties, from wars to political and personal problems. Yet his meditations show how, despite his challenges, he maintained a calm and rational mindset. For him, each adversity was an opportunity to practice virtue and strengthen his character. His example teaches us to maintain serenity and calm in the midst of chaos. Stoic strategies for transforming obstacles into opportunities. The obstacle is the way. Stoicism teaches us that obstacles are not interruptions on our path, but the path itself. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This means that by facing and overcoming obstacles, we develop new skills, strengthen our mindset, and become more resilient people. Practical exercise. Viewing the obstacle as an opportunity. Each time you face an obstacle, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this situation? How can this obstacle strengthen me? What new skill or perspective can I develop by overcoming it?" This change in perspective will help you see challenges as opportunities for growth, rather than as blocks in your path. Constant adaptation. Stoicism teaches the importance of adaptation. Instead of resisting changes, Stoics invite us to adapt and flow with them. This adaptability allows us to face life's changes and uncertainties with greater flexibility. Exercise in Stoic adaptation. Each time you face an unexpected change, practice adaptation by following these steps. Accept the change. Recognize that change is part of life, and that resisting it only causes suffering. Identify how you can adapt. Ask yourself what actions you can take to adjust to the new situation. Focus on what you can learn. By adjusting your mindset, you can view the change as an opportunity to develop new skills and perspectives. Final exercise. Write your story of resilience. Write about a time in your life when you faced a significant difficulty and managed to overcome it. Reflect on how that experience strengthened you and what lessons you learned. Ask yourself, what skills or personal qualities did I develop by overcoming that adversity? How have I grown as a person because of that experience? How can I apply that learning to future challenges? This exercise will help you view challenges as part of your growth story and recognize your capacity for resilience. Chapter 7. Developing a growth mindset with stoicism. The relationship between stoicism and the growth mindset. The growth mindset, a concept popularized by psychologist Carol Dweck, is based on the idea that our abilities and capacities can be developed through effort, learning, and persistence. This perspective aligns perfectly with Stoic philosophy, which also promotes constant effort, learning.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
From challenges and self-improvement as an ongoing process. For Stoics, improving our character and developing our virtues are lifelong goals. This mindset involves viewing each day as an opportunity to grow, learn, and strengthen ourselves without falling into complacency or comparing ourselves to others. Reflection. Exercise. What does growth mean to you? Before diving into practices for developing a growth mindset, reflect on what growth means to you. Ask yourself, what aspects of myself do I want to improve? What skills or qualities do I want to develop? What does being in a continuous growth process mean to me? This reflection will allow you to identify your personal goals and start visualizing growth as a path of personal development and character strengthening. Adopting a constant learning attitude for Stoics, wisdom is one of the most important virtues and is acquired through constant learning. Learning is not only about acquiring new knowledge, but also about learning from our experiences, mistakes, and challenges. Stoics teach that learning has no end, and that humility is key to always being open to new lessons. Practicing Stoic humility. Humility is essential for personal growth because it allows us to recognize our limitations and remain open to learning from others. Instead of seeing our shortcomings as flaws, Stoics encourage us to accept that we are all in a process of improvement and that there is always something we can learn. Humility exercise. Accepting feedback. Whenever you receive constructive criticism or feedback, practice Stoic humility. Reflect on the following. What can I learn from this feedback? In what areas can I improve? How can I apply this lesson in my life? This exercise will help you view feedback as an opportunity for growth rather than taking it as personal criticism. Turning mistakes into opportunities for improvement. Stoicism teaches us that mistakes are inevitable and are part of human nature. However, rather than seeing them as definitive failures, Stoics invite us to consider them as steps in our development. This perspective helps us approach mistakes with a mindset of learning and self-compassion. Reflection. Exercise on mistakes. Each time you make a mistake, do this self-analysis exercise. Acknowledge the mistake without judging yourself. Identify what went wrong and why. Avoid harsh self-criticism. Instead, be compassionate with yourself. Identify the lesson. Reflect on what you can learn from this mistake. What would you do differently next time? Create an improvement plan. Define a small step you can take to apply what you've learned and improve in the future. By approaching mistakes with this growth mindset, you'll see that each misstep is an opportunity to move forward. Overcoming self-imposed limitations. Self-imposed limitations are barriers we create for ourselves, often based on fears, insecurities, or limiting beliefs. Stoicism teaches us to question these thoughts and free ourselves from them, reminding us that we are not defined by our fears or doubts. Strategies for overcoming limitations. Identify limiting beliefs. Reflect on the beliefs you have about your abilities. Ask yourself if these beliefs are based on facts or perceptions. For example, if you believe that you're not good at something, ask yourself why you think that and if it's really true. Practice visualizing your capabilities. Stoics practice visualization, but instead of imagining a perfect future, they focus on visualizing how they might act in challenging situations. Practice imagining how you would face your fears with calm and strength. Take action despite fear. For Stoics, courage is an essential virtue. Each time you face a limitation or fear, try to take a small step toward it. Action, even if minimal, will help you overcome self-imposed barriers. Exercise, breaking down a limiting belief. Identify a limiting belief you have about yourself. Write down this belief and then answer the following questions. Where does this belief come from? Is it a perception based on a specific experience or fear? Is it really true? Or is it just an interpretation of reality? What small step can you take to challenge this belief and prove to yourself that you can overcome it? This exercise will help you identify and challenge your self-imposed limitations, allowing you to move forward with a growth mindset and confidence in your abilities. Inspiring example of a growth mindset: Seneca and the pursuit of wisdom. Seneca, one of the most influential Stoic philosophers, provides an example of what it means to have a growth mindset. Throughout his writings, Seneca emphasized the importance of continuous learning and personal improvement. He saw life as an opportunity to perfect our character, learn from mistakes, and act virtuously in every moment. Seneca teaches us that growth is an ongoing process, and that we should never stop learning and improving. He reminds us that, despite our limitations, we can always strive to be the best version of ourselves. Chapter 8: Practical Applications of Stoicism in Daily Life. How to respond calmly in difficult situations. One of the main goals of Stoicism is to help us maintain calm and control in difficult situations. Stoics believed that by controlling our reactions and not being dominated by emotions, we can face any challenge with serenity. This involves remembering the dichotomy of control and acting from mental clarity rather than reacting impulsively. Stoic strategy: the mindful pause. Whenever you encounter a stressful situation, practice the mindful pause. Take a moment to breathe. Pause and take a deep breath. This pause allows your mind to process the situation without reacting impulsively. Identify your emotions. Ask yourself what you're feeling and why. Recognizing your emotions helps you make more rational decisions. Focus on what you can control. Remember that you cannot control the situation itself, but you can control how you respond to it. Choose to act calmly and with focus. This simple exercise will help you respond with serenity rather than reacting impulsively, strengthening your self-control and reducing stress. Applying Stoicism in interpersonal relationships. Stoicism can improve our relationships by teaching us to act with compassion, understanding, and acceptance. By practicing justice and respect, we can interact more harmoniously and reduce conflict in our relationships. Practicing Stoic empathy. Stoics encourage us to see others' actions from an understanding perspective. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, reminds us that everyone is fighting their own battles and that people often act out of ignorance or pain. This understanding can help us be more empathetic and less reactive in our relationships. Practical exercise. Empathy in action. When someone acts in a way that causes you frustration or anger, practice the following exercise. Remember that everyone has their own struggles. Try to see the situation from the other person's perspective. Ask yourself what might be causing their behavior. Practice compassion. Instead of reacting, respond with understanding and patience. Evaluate your response. Act in a way that doesn't compromise your principles, but remain aware of human nature. This exercise will help you respond with greater understanding and empathy, strengthening your relationships and reducing conflict. How Stoicism helps reduce stress and anxiety. Stress and anxiety often arise when we try to control aspects of life that are beyond our reach. Stoicism reminds us that peace is found in accepting what we cannot control and focusing on the present. By living in accordance with nature and accepting uncertainty, we can significantly reduce stress and anxiety levels. Acceptance exercise. Letting go of the uncontrollable. When you feel anxiety or stress, practice the following exercise. Identify what worries you. Write down your concerns and divide them into two columns, within my control and outside my control. Accept what you can't control. In the uncontrollable column, reflect on how to accept these concerns without struggling against them. Repeat to yourself, I let go of what I cannot change. Focus on the present. Center yourself on a small action you can take right now to improve your mood or make concrete progress. This acceptance exercise will help you reduce anxiety by letting go of what is beyond your control and focusing on the present moment. Daily practices to strengthen the Stoic mindset. To integrate Stoicism into daily life, it's essential to practice the philosophy every day. These practices strengthen our mindset and prepare us to face challenges in a more balanced way. Nightly reflection. Nightly reflection is one of the practices most recommended by Stoics. At the end of the day, take a few minutes to review your actions, thoughts, and emotions. Ask yourself if you acted virtuously, maintained self-control, and focused on what was within your control. Nightly reflection exercise. Each night, answer these questions. Did I act according to my values today? How did I respond to the challenges I faced? What can I improve tomorrow? This introspective exercise will help you improve daily and maintain a mindset geared toward constant improvement. Negative visualization. Negative visualization, or premeditatio malorum, is a Stoic practice that involves imagining possible setbacks. Far from being a pessimistic practice, this exercise helps strengthen mental resilience and prepares us emotionally for life's challenges. Negative visualization exercise. Each morning, take a few minutes to imagine an obstacle or challenge you might face during the day. Reflect on how you would respond calmly and how you could turn that obstacle into an opportunity for growth. By visualizing these situations in advance, you'll develop a greater capacity to manage stress and difficulties. Practicing Stoic gratitude. Gratitude is an important practice in Stoicism, as it helps us recognize the present blessings and cultivate a sense of satisfaction with what we have. Practicing Stoic gratitude involves valuing what is in our lives without being driven by the desire for what we lack. Gratitude exercise. Each morning or night, write down three things you're grateful for. Reflect on how these aspects have helped shape who you are and how they enrich you each day. This exercise fosters a positive mindset and reduces anxiety over what we lack. Stoicism as a way of life. Stoicism is not just an abstract philosophy, it is a way of life. By practicing these principles daily, you become more resilient, patient, and serene. Stoics remind us that by focusing on personal development and acting virtuously, we can live with greater peace and satisfaction. Final exercise, creating your Stoic routine. To integrate Stoicism into your daily life, create a simple routine based on the practices in this chapter. A possible routine might include morning, negative visualization and reflection on your goals and values. During the day, practicing the mindful pause and empathy in your interactions. Evening, nightly reflection and gratitude. This routine will strengthen your Stoic mindset and allow you to apply these principles practically in your everyday life. Chapter 9, Stoicism in Work and Professional Life. Stoicism as a tool for managing work. Stress work stress is a common experience in modern life, but Stoicism offers practical strategies to reduce it. Stoics teach us to focus on what we can control, our reactions, focus, and decisions, and to let go of what is beyond our control, such as others' opinions, organizational changes, or project outcomes. Stoic strategy, acceptance in the workplace. When faced with a stressful situation at work, follow these steps. Identify the uncontrollable aspect. For example, if you have a strict deadline, accept that you can't change it, but you can control your reaction to it. Focus on what you can do. Define the actions you can take to fulfill your responsibility in the best way possible. Act with serenity and concentration. Stay calm and focus on completing your work without unnecessary worries. This approach reduces stress by reminding you that control resides in your attitude and response to challenges. How Stoic philosophy enhances productivity and focus. Stoicism teaches that we should concentrate on doing our work excellently, regardless of external outcomes. By focusing on the process rather than seeking recognition or approval, we can work more efficiently and productively. Practicing Stoic focus at work. Set a daily intention. At the start of your day, set a clear intention. It could be to work with patience and diligence, or to focus on completing a specific task. This intention serves as a guide to keep you focused. Avoid distractions and comparisons. Stoics advise against comparing yourself with others, as it can lead to frustration or jealousy. Instead of measuring success against others, focus on your own progress. Review your day at the end of your shift. Spend a few minutes reflecting on whether you fulfilled your intention and acted according to your values and goals. This helps you learn from each day and improve continuously. Stoic focus exercise. Identify an important task at the beginning of your workday and commit to working on it with uninterrupted focus for a set period, e.g., 25 to 50 minutes. Once complete, take a short break and reflect on your progress, acknowledging any improvement in focus and dedication. The importance of integrity and honesty in professional life. For Stoics, the virtue of justice is fundamental, and this includes acting with integrity and honesty in all areas of life, including work. Maintaining integrity at work means acting according to our values and principles, even if it involves challenges or sacrifices. Practicing Stoic integrity at work. Make decisions based on principles. Approach professional decisions with a mindset of acting according to your values rather than seeking others' approval. If a project or task compromises your values, consider how you could adjust it to align better with them. Be honest in communication. Honesty is key in workplace relationships. Practicing transparency and sincerity fosters trust and respect. Handle conflicts with justice. Conflicts are common in the workplace, but Stoics teach us to respond calmly and act fairly. Addressing problems with composure and without judgment fosters mutual respect. Exercise. Reflection on integrity. Each week, spend a few minutes reflecting on the decisions you made at work and ask yourself, did I act according to my principles and values? Was I honest in my interactions? How could I improve my integrity at work? This exercise strengthens your commitment to integrity and helps you stay aligned with your values. Overcoming work challenges with a resilient attitude. Stoicism helps us develop resilience at work by teaching us to view obstacles as opportunities to strengthen our character and learn. Facing work challenges calmly and with determination allows us to turn each difficulty into an enriching experience. Stoic strategy for overcoming challenges. See the challenge as a lesson. When you face a problem at work, ask yourself what you can learn from it. This transforms the difficulty into an opportunity for improvement. Practice patience and perseverance. Often, work challenges require perseverance. Stoics remind us that progress is a continuous process and that patience is essential. Avoid excessive self-criticism. If you make a mistake at work, avoid mentally punishing yourself. Instead, reflect on what you learned and how you can improve next time. Resilience exercise at work. When you encounter an obstacle, spend a few minutes writing a brief note on what this situation teaches you. Reflect on how you could respond with patience, perseverance, and personal growth. This exercise helps you view work challenges as opportunities to strengthen your resilient mindset. Inspiring example. The Stoic resilience of Cicero. Although not strictly a Stoic philosopher, Cicero admired Stoic philosophy and applied its principles in his political and professional career. He faced criticism, conflicts, and personal challenges, but always acted with integrity and perseverance, maintaining a calm attitude even in adversity. Cicero's resilience in his professional life reminds us that, regardless of circumstances, we can act with dignity and learn from each experience. Applying Stoicism in time management. For Stoics, time is a precious and limited resource that should be used wisely. In the workplace, managing time efficiently is essential to reduce stress and increase productivity. Stoics invite us to be mindful of how we use our time and to prioritize activities that truly matter. Stoic strategy: conscious use of time. Define your priorities. At the start of your workday, identify the most important tasks and dedicate your first hours to them, avoiding distractions. Say no clearly. Stoics remind us that not everything deserves our attention. Learn to say no to tasks or commitments that don't align with your goals and priorities. Avoid perfectionism. Instead of trying to make every task perfect, focus on completing it with reasonable quality and efficiency. Time management exercise. Each morning, write down 3 key tasks for the day and focus on completing them before attending to less important tasks. At the end of the day, reflect on whether you managed to focus on what matters and if you used your time consciously. This exercise will help you be more productive and reduce stress. Chapter 10: Stoicism and Self-Confidence. The relationship between self-confidence and stoicism. Self-confidence, from a Stoic perspective, is not a belief that we will always succeed or avoid mistakes, but rather a trust in our ability to respond to any situation with calm and virtue. Stoics believe that true self-confidence comes from self-acceptance and from trusting our ability to act according to our principles, without relying on external validation or material success. For Stoics, self-confidence is not based on certainty or the absence of doubt, but on the belief that no matter what happens, we can respond with strength and wisdom. By trusting in our own mind and our ability to act virtuously, we cultivate an authentic self-confidence that remains steady even in difficult times. Reflection. Exercise: defining self-confidence for yourself. Before developing Stoic self-confidence, it's helpful to reflect on what it means for you to have confidence in yourself. Write down your answers to the following questions. In what areas of your life do you feel most secure? What factors or people influence your self-confidence? What skills or qualities would you like to strengthen to feel more confident? This reflection will help you identify the areas you wish to work on and define what authentic self-confidence means to you. Developing self-confidence based on acceptance. Stoics emphasize the importance of accepting our limitations and virtues as they are, without negative judgment or excessive self-criticism. This acceptance is key to building solid self-confidence, as it allows us to recognize that, even if we are not perfect, we can improve and act in alignment with our values. Practicing Stoic Self-Acceptance. Recognize your strengths and weaknesses. Self-acceptance involves acknowledging both our strengths and limitations. Accepting your weaknesses doesn't mean you can't improve them. Rather, it helps you have a realistic view of yourself. Avoid excessive self-criticism. Stoics advise against punishing ourselves with negative criticism. Instead of judging yourself harshly, try to see each mistake as an opportunity for learning and improvement. Be compassionate with yourself. When practicing self-acceptance, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would show a friend. This helps build a healthy, respectful relationship with yourself. Self-acceptance exercise. Each night, reflect on three qualities or achievements you value in yourself and write them in a journal. This exercise will help strengthen confidence in your abilities and remind you that you are worthy of appreciation, regardless of your mistakes or limitations. Stoic tools for eliminating excessive self-criticism. Excessive self-criticism can undermine our self-confidence and lead us to doubt our abilities. Stoics teach that, although it's essential to learn from mistakes, we should avoid mentally punishing ourselves or identifying with our failures. By practicing objective and compassionate reflection, we can eliminate destructive self-criticism and strengthen self-confidence. Strategies to reduce self-criticism. Practice emotional neutrality. When facing a situation where you feel tempted to criticize yourself, try to adopt a neutral attitude. Instead of judging yourself, observe the situation as if you were an impartial observer. Analyze the mistake objectively. Stoics suggest viewing mistakes as neutral events from which we can learn. Ask yourself what you can learn from this situation and how you might act differently in the future. Replace criticism with an improvement plan. Instead of criticizing yourself, focus on creating an action plan to help you improve. This shifts your energy from self-criticism to self-improvement. Exercise to eliminate self-criticism. Each time you catch yourself being self-critical, pause and write down the criticism on paper. Then, analyze the thought objectively and write a lesson or improvement step you can apply in the future. This practice will help you turn self-criticism into a constructive tool for continuous improvement. Accepting failure as part of the path to self-confidence. Stoicism teaches that failure does not diminish our personal worth. By accepting failure as an inevitable part of life and a growth opportunity, we develop self-confidence that does not rely on constant success. Stoics see failure as a test that strengthens our mind and character. Stoic strategy: changing the perception of failure. Separate failure from your identity. Remember that failing at a task doesn't define you as a person. Mistakes are just isolated events on the path of life. See failure as a lesson. Each failure offers an opportunity to learn and improve. Ask yourself what you can learn from the experience and how you can apply it in the future. Reinforce your inner worth. Remember that your worth as a person does not depend on your successes or failures, but on your ability to learn and persevere. Reflection. Exercise on failure. Each time you experience failure, write about the experience in a journal. Reflect on what you learned and define a small step you can take to apply it in the future. This exercise strengthens your confidence in your ability to learn from mistakes instead of fearing them. Self-acceptance as the foundation for personal confidence. Stoics teach that self-confidence arises from accepting our true nature and committing to practicing virtue. Self-acceptance involves recognizing that, although we are not perfect, we have the power to improve and act in alignment with our principles. Inspiring example: the self-confidence of Epictetus. Epictetus, who lived in difficult conditions as a slave, demonstrated exceptional self-confidence based on his acceptance of circumstances and dedication to virtue. Despite adversities, Epictetus trusted in his ability to act with dignity and live according to his values. This example reminds us that, regardless of circumstances, we can develop solid self-confidence by accepting our nature and living virtuously. Chapter 11, Stoicism and Life Purpose. Finding purpose from a Stoic perspective. For Stoics, finding and living in harmony with our life purpose is essential for inner peace and fulfillment. According to Stoicism, purpose is not about accumulating wealth or gaining external recognition, but about living a life of virtue and making a positive contribution to society. Marcus Aurelius and Seneca, two great Stoic thinkers, teach us that each person has a role in society, and our purpose is found in acting in alignment with our nature and values. From a Stoic perspective, life purpose involves seeking personal development and continuous improvement, contributing to the well-being of others, acting in alignment with virtues, wisdom, justice, temperance, and courage. Reflection. Exercise. Identifying your purpose. To begin discovering your purpose, reflect on the following questions. What activities make you feel connected to yourself and others? What skills or talents do you have that could benefit others? What values matter most to you, and how can you apply them in your daily life? Write down your answers and see if any patterns or recurring themes emerge. These can give you clues about your purpose and how you might act in coherence with it. Living in harmony with life purpose. Stoicism teaches that living in harmony with our purpose means acting according to our principles and not being swayed by external pressure or the desire for approval. Stoics believe that when we live in accordance with our true nature, we experience a deep peace and inner satisfaction that does not rely on external factors. Stoic strategy for living in harmony with your purpose. Define your guiding principles. Reflect on the virtues you value most, such as honesty, compassion, or perseverance, and use these principles as a compass in your daily life. Act with coherence. Every time you face an important decision, ask yourself if this choice aligns with your purpose and values. Acting in coherence strengthens your integrity and brings you closer to a fulfilling life. Periodically review your purpose. Throughout life, our experiences and knowledge can shape our purpose. Stoics remind us of the importance of reviewing and adjusting our purpose, keeping it in tune with our personal growth. Coherence exercise. At the end of each week, review whether you acted in alignment with your purpose. Reflect on the decisions you made and ask yourself, did I act according to my values? Did I move closer to my purpose or stray from it? What can I improve next week to live with greater coherence? This exercise will help you stay centered on your principles and live purposefully. The search for meaning and contribution. Stoicism teaches that finding meaning in life is deeply connected to contributing to others' well-being and acting in harmony with the natural order. For Stoics, each person has a role in society and is part of something larger, which implies a responsibility to act justly and benefit those around us. Practicing contribution from a Stoic perspective. Identify your talents and skills. Reflect on the qualities you can share with others, whether at work, in your family, or in the community. Stoics believe that each skill is a gift that can benefit the whole. Look for ways to help others. Stoic justice involves acting for the benefit of the community. Find small daily actions that contribute to the well-being of those around you. Remember, life's interconnectedness. Stoics remind us that we are all interconnected. Every action we take influences the world around us. And by living with purpose, we contribute to improving society. Contribution exercise. Each day, write down a small or large action with which you contributed to someone else's well-being. Reflect on how these actions strengthen your purpose and bring you closer to a meaningful life. Stoic reflections on death and its impact on purpose. Stoic philosophy teaches that by reflecting on death, we can gain clarity on what truly matters and how we want to live. Far from being a pessimistic view, reflecting on death reminds us that our time is limited and valuable. This awareness motivates us to live fully and focus on what truly matters. Stoic strategy, memento mori. Remember you will die. Remember life's finitude. Practicing. Memento mori involves remembering that life is brief and could end at any moment. This reminder helps us not to postpone what's important and to live with a positive sense of urgency. Value the present. Awareness of death helps us appreciate each moment and make decisions aligned with our purpose. Avoid regret. By living each day as if it were our last, we ensure that we act in ways that do not generate regret. Stoics teach us to leave this world knowing we've done our best. Memento mori. Reflection exercise. Each night, take a few minutes to reflect on life's impermanence and ask yourself, did I live today according to my purpose? Did I engage in actions that truly matter and have meaning for me? What can I do tomorrow to live with greater intention? This exercise helps you live with a deeper connection to your purpose, reminding you of the importance of each day. Inspiring example: the Stoic purpose of Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius, Emperor of Rome and Stoic philosopher, saw his purpose as serving society and living virtuously. Despite his duties as emperor, Marcus Aurelius dedicated time to reflection and studying Stoic principles, writing his meditations as a reminder of his purpose. His life exemplifies living in alignment with a higher purpose, focusing on virtue and contributing to the community. Chapter 12. Final Reflections and Stoic Farewell. Summary of Key Learnings. Throughout this book, we have explored how Stoicism can help us live a life of personal growth, overcome obstacles, and achieve our goals. Here are the key lessons Stoics have taught us, covered in each chapter: the dichotomy of control, learning to focus our energy on what we can control and accept with serenity what is beyond our control, developing emotional resilience, facing fear, anxiety, and doubt with calmness and control, allowing us to grow and strengthen in the face of adversity, perseverance and detachment from outcomes, the importance of setting internal goals, focusing on daily effort, and letting go of results, turning obstacles into opportunities for growth. Each challenge is an opportunity to learn and improve our mindset. Adopting a growth mindset, embracing mistakes as lessons, and maintaining a constant learning attitude. Daily practices for living Stoicism: applying Stoicism in everyday life through nightly reflection, negative visualization, and gratitude. Integrity and self-confidence: strengthening our confidence through acceptance, constructive self-criticism, and commitment to our values. Life purpose and contribution: living with a clear purpose and contributing to the well-being of others brings peace and meaning. These principles and practices invite us to live according to our virtues, maintaining serenity and inner strength amid life's challenges. Final exercises to implement Stoicism in daily life. To help you integrate these learnings into your life, here are some final exercises that can serve as continuous practice of Stoic principles. Weekly reflection exercise. Each week, take some time to reflect on how you've applied Stoic principles in your life and identify areas for improvement. You can answer the following questions. In what situations did I manage to stay calm and in control? Did I face any obstacles or challenges? And how did I respond? Did I act according to my values and purpose? This reflection exercise will help keep you on the Stoic path and reinforce your personal growth. Stoic journal. Keeping a Stoic journal is an excellent way to practice introspection and remember Stoic principles daily. Each night, jot down your thoughts on the following: a situation in which you practiced calmness or self-control, a lesson you learned during the day, a small action you plan to take the next day to bring you closer to your goals and values. This journal will be a helpful tool for reviewing your progress and strengthening your Stoic mindset over time. Practice of memento mori. Spend a few minutes each day reflecting on the impermanence of life. Think about the brevity of time and how you can live today fully and meaningfully. This reminder helps you focus on what truly matters and avoid unnecessary distractions or worries. Contribution and gratitude. Exercise. Each week, carry out an action that contributes to others. It could be an act of kindness, constructive advice, or helping someone in need. At the end of the week, reflect on how this contribution strengthens your purpose and on the aspects of your life that you appreciate and are grateful for. This exercise will help you see your purpose in action and maintain an attitude of gratitude for the positive aspects of life. Tips for continuing on the Stoic path. The Stoic path is a continuous process of learning and practice. These tips can help you stay focused on your personal growth and the development of Stoic serenity. Read and reflect on Stoic teachings. The works of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus are endless sources of wisdom and will inspire you to deepen your understanding of Stoicism. Practice self-compassion. Perfection is not the goal. Continuous progress and improvement are. Accept your failures and learn from them without judgment. Surround yourself with people who share your values. The people we share experiences with can influence our path. Seek connections that support and inspire you on your Stoic journey. Remember that each day is an opportunity to grow. No matter what happens, each day you can apply Stoicism to improve your character and move closer to a life of virtue. Stoic farewell Stoicism is a living philosophy that, though it emerged centuries ago, remains deeply relevant to modern life. It invites us to be strong, compassionate, and to live in harmony with our values regardless of the challenges or circumstances we face. By applying these principles, we move closer to a fuller, calmer, and more meaningful life, filled with purpose and contribution. Remember, the Stoic path is not linear, and each day is an opportunity to learn and improve. As Marcus Aurelius said, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." By cultivating thoughts of serenity, gratitude, and resilience, you are building a life that reflects the values and wisdom of the great Stoic thinkers. Final reflection. Stoicism teaches us that while we cannot control everything that happens, we can control our response to any situation. By living according to our virtues and focusing on what truly matters, we can achieve an inner peace that no external circumstance can alter. May Stoic principles accompany you on your journey and inspire you to be the best version of yourself every day. Safe travels.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.